This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello there. It's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Tuesday, February 11th.
That's right. We're counting down to Valentine's Day this Friday.
Yeah. And you know, not everyone will be in a relationship. Some people are lover scorned. And if you have a broken heart, well, now you can wear it on your feet.
Huh?
Yeah. Nike says they actually have released a special Air Force One sneaker for women just in time for Valentine's Day. It's the special Sage Low model.
All right.
It's a platform shoe with black leather upper, mesh toe box,
right,
and a broken red swoosh as a nod to Valentine's Day.
And that's the heartbroken part, is the red swoosh. Is somebody actually broke the Nike swoosh.
Yeah. Add to the mix, a silver heart-shaped locket comes with the attached to each pair of shoes.
Would you jingle when you walk, then, if you have a like silver lock on that?
Probably. Why not? It's, it sells for $110 each.
Wow.
Well, for pairs of shoes.
Yeah, obviously. I'm not buying one shoe.
Hey, do you know, I didn't know this. Somebody who was selling shoes told me this. Your feet, each one of them is a little bit bigger than the other.
Yeah.
So exactly. I thought that was kind of interesting.
And as you age,
mm-hmm.
they spread out.
They do?
Yeah, they get a little bigger.
Because,
I mean, think of it. Just, you know, your gravity.
Ah.
Yeah.
Makes sense. This is interesting. More than 14 million Americans with low and moderate incomes could likely have their federal taxes filed for free, but did not do it and actually paid preparation services instead.
Yeah, and these are real big deal ones. And they're only talking about if you make $69,000 adjusted gross income you are, or less, you are eligible for this program. So that's a lot of people.
Yeah, the Department of Treasury Department actually looked at this, and they found that many have missed their chance because the IRS service free file program is obscure and complex.
Yeah, and they don't advertise that. They haven't advertised this thing since 2014. It's almost like they don't want people using it.
Chris. Well, it could be that, or it's just they don't have the funds to do it here. But it is something that the big guys, and we're talking like TurboTax and H&R Block, Jackson Hewitt, all those places actually do offer free services. The issue is that, of course,
they don't want to give them away either.
Yeah, they don't want to give them away either. They want to spend a little bit of money. So we have links up on our website that you can navigate to and hopefully get that done for free if you qualify. False coronavirus rumors. I can't believe we actually have to address these things, but you know what? The internet really is it's a blessing at times and it's a curse, and especially when it comes to misinformation that is out there. Three big ones to cover. One of them, believe it or not, is people have been they believe that the searches for coronavirus beer actually trended and become a breakout term when the coronavirus was come out.
I think either the Corona, which is a Mexican beer, either the Corona beer either causes or cures the coronavirus. The reason it's called a coronavirus, if you look at it under a microscope, it's a round ball, and it has like these little spikes coming out of it.
It looks like a
crown or a corona of the sun.
There you go.
Okay, so that's why it's named. That has nothing to do with beer. So go drink a beer.
People have been falsely spreading on the internet as well that garlic may be able to cure the coronavirus.
That's vampires with coronavirus,
yeah,
I believe.
That's completely false. The World Health Organization has actually tweeted stating garlic is a healthy food and maybe have some antimicrobial products.
Sure.
Properties. However, there's no evidence that it will cure the coronavirus. And then some consumers, this is really kind of scary because, we get a lot of stuff from China.
Bubble wrap. If I pop the bubble wrap from China, does that mean I'm getting coronavirus?
Well, that and if you touch anything that comes from China, are you going to get it? And the answer is no. According to the Center for Disease Control, they say even though new evidence is stating that the virus can live up to 9 days on surfaces, for the most part, you think about stuff that comes from China, it takes days, weeks, perhaps even months for it to get here. So it doesn't really have a long shelf life to warrant for you to be concerned about this.
But it is very contagious, though. The nurses that are treating the patients in Wuhan and China are actually shaving their heads because their hair can actually transmit the virus to another patient.
Wow. So there's the latest information on that one.
Yeah.
These are six debt-free strategies that actually are really good ways for you to get on top of your debt. You know, we hear it all the time, and it's kind of gives you a little bit of anxiety because you're in debt and you don't want to hear how to get out of it. But these are real simple things that you can do.
Look at this as like a structure that you can put all of your debt in. The first part about it is, like, if you can get all your debt and figure out who you owe, your car, your mortgage, any kind of other loan payments, your second mortgage, whatever, put it all down on paper and see what you owe, and then you can attack that debt.
Yes, you can use what's called the debt ladder method, and this is how it works. You find out which debt, for instance, has the greatest debt or has the highest interest rate or the one you want to pay off the quickest. That's the one you want to put all your money towards, and the rest of them you're going to pay minimum payments.
Right.
When you're finished paying off that big debt, then you move on to the other debt with that money and continue to pay minimum debts on everything else.
And when you pay that off, go ahead and take it out and throw out every bill you get right there. Meaning, like, burn it or something. Make a little ceremony out of it. Like, look what you just did.
They do say that, believe it or not, it'll give you a sense of empowerment. Instead of seeing all those paid bills sitting there, it's still paper and clutter. Go ahead and get rid of it, and symbolizes you taking care of your debt.
Yep.
Check your W-2s. This is really good at this time of the year because, you know, sometimes I know I do. I have extra money taken out of my taxes to make sure I don't owe money, but I probably could have a little bit more in my paycheck. And if you're in debt, that may not be a bad way to go about it. So let's say you get a $3,600 tax refund. Well, consider if you make a switch to where you get zero money back for tax refunds, but you get anywhere from $300 to $400 extra a paycheck.
Yeah, that's the deal. What you're doing is just deferring money. You're taking money out of your account that you could use right now. Now, and if you had that $300 right now, instead of waiting until you get your IRS refund, pay off the debt now, because what you're doing is getting 12 more months of interest on whatever you haven't paid down with that money. So use that money right away to pay down, and you're saving that much more in interest. It makes sense.
This sounds kind of counterintuitive, but it makes a lot of sense. If you have good credit and low interest rates on your loans, you actually may want to take your extra money, instead of paying off the debt, is putting it into your savings account for an emergency fund.
Yep.
And the idea behind that is that when you do have an emergency, instead of you reaching for plastic, you're going to dip into your savings and there's no interest.
If you need four tires for your vehicle, if you put it on a credit card, it gets real expensive. But if you could just cash it out, oh man,
and be done with it?
What a difference, huh?
So that's what they say. If you have lower interest rates and if you can get by with, if you don't have an emergency fund, this may be the greatest opportunity. And the emergency fund is for you to pay your current living expenses for up to 6 months if you had to lost your job.
And with that money, you can buy ridiculously flavored ice cream, Chris.
You like could.
The mac and cheese ice cream. I don't know where you found this, Chris, but this, I don't know if I could get it past my throat.
Yeah,
it has pasta in it, right?
Well, yeah, that's what kind of threw this one out. There's a Pennsylvania ice cream shop that's created mac and cheese ice cream, and there was a food blogger that went on and reviewed it. And he was really optimistic about it because he thought, you know, if you could find the perfect balance between sweet and savory with that rich, smooth texture of milk of a mac and cheese, it would actually be pretty good to eat. But the problem is, these people actually mixed in real cheese and real pasta. So he did say, yeah, the ice cream tasted like licking a cheese ball. And more importantly, the pasta became shrapnel because it was frozen solid.
Oh, that's right. Think about
it. It's cutting your lips and breaking your teeth.
Like cold mac and cheese or nice warm out of the oven mac and cheese. Which would you rather have? Or frozen mac and cheese, which will cut the roof of your mouth.
Yeah, so they say it's a nice try with some of these flavors, but perhaps mac and cheese should just stay with the mac and cheese.
Yeah, and then the ice cream, we'll keep it in the freezer, okay?
There you go. And then finally, we learned about the Great Backyard Bird Count, which happens once a year. It's an annual event. And it goes on this year from February 14th, 2020 through February 17th, 2020.
This Friday through Monday,
And this is pretty much anyone can take advantage of this. If you have a favorite spot to look at birds, you want to sit there and you actually want to count them. You want to document them for at least 15 minutes in as many places and on as many days as you like. Keep a separate checklist for each outing. And then what you're going to want to do is upload it to the Cornell Lab of Ornithology website that will actually use this with worldwide people, everyone across the world doing it this weekend, to actually track birds and see how bird migration, population growth, and see how that is playing into modern-day society.
And if you do have a bird feeder or something, get the Cornell Lab app for your phone. It's free, and you can identify the kinds of birds depending on what part of the country you live in. It's really well done. It tells you what the birds look like as the male, young males, different seasons, you know, their colors change. So it's pretty cool. And what a great date idea this weekend.
Great date idea. Great thing to do with the kids.
She's going to say, it's dark outside. Yeah, but we're going to go count owls.
That's it.
When I was growing up in Fort Lauderdale on the beach, we'd go, hey, let's go watch the submarine races, which was, believe me, a euphemism.
Yes.
And I'd like to point out, it never worked.
Never worked.
Not once.
Not once at all.
Sorry.
So there's our show for today, Tuesday, February 11th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
Remember, the sun is always shining.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.